Johnson, Brother and Sister. Battle Creek, Michigan, May 20th, 1875. Dear Brother and Sister Johnson, we have not forgotten you, although we have had very many duties to perform which have kept us constantly employed. We received your kind letter with the intelligence of your safe arrival home. We were not at all surprised to hear that you were nearly or quite exhausted when you reached home. Had not the providence of our kind Heavenly Father attended you, we do not think you could have endured the long, tedious journey. I am glad with you that you are with your sympathizing friends, who will do all in their power to relieve your affliction and give to you comfort of which you now stand in great need. My husband and myself are usually well. We go forth next week to our season's labor. The Master has said unto us, Go, labor in my vineyard. Matthew 21, verse 28. We go cheerfully, gladly. As long as there are souls out of Christ, there is work for us everywhere. Our pleasure or ease is not to be consulted in this matter. Christ pleased not himself. Romans 15, verse 3. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. John 4, verse 34. May we follow his example and be ready to deny self at all times. The Christian warfare will not encourage us to take life lazily and study our own convenience. Our life is a battle and a march. Satan is upon our track to oppose our efforts for good, but angels that excel in strength will be our helpers if we are faithful in our work and true to the call of duty. How many times I have thought of Sister Johnson witnessing suffering she was incapable of relieving. This has been the hardest trial I have had to bear. Could I share the sufferings of others and relieve them by thus doing? I would gladly do so, but this cannot be. We may be afflicted in heart. We may do offices of kindness, deeds of love, but further than this, we are powerless. But we know that there is help laid upon one that is mighty. He knows every suffering, every grief, every pang of anguish. His great heart of love feels for the woes of the children of men. He was a sufferer himself while he was upon the earth. He is a faithful and tender high priest, touched with the feelings of our infirmities, acquainted with all our human weaknesses, and ready to plead as our advocate in our behalf. Let us look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet he was without sin. Jesus loves to have us come to him in faith and with all the confidence that little children show in their parents. We must not look above the simplicity of humble faith and confiding love. Jesus has manifested to us love without a parallel. Let us prize that love and respond to it. Grace and mercy and peace have been given us through our Redeemer, which puts us under obligations to return love and earnest devotion to so good a friend. We hope that you will be comforted. May 23rd, in the depot at Toledo. We wait here a few hours for the cars to take us to Jackson and thence to Battle Creek. The last 24 hours, we have been in Bowling Green, Ohio. I spoke to the people in the forenoon of Sabbath and my husband in the afternoon. We return immediately to our important business in Battle Creek. We see very much that we can do, and we crave help daily of God, that we may do all with an eye single to His glory. We hope to receive a few lines from you with the good news that you are improving in health. If suffering weakness still compasses your path, If human skill can bring you no relief, do not become discouraged. Look up. The great physician who walked a man among men upon the earth, who healed the sick and raised the dead, is your friend. His power is infinite. Look to him in faith. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. His love is without a parallel. Lay your hand trustingly in his, and he will lead you safely. May the Lord bless you with his sustaining grace. My husband wishes to be remembered to you. I would be glad to hear from you. Direct to Elder James White, Battle Creek.